Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We're live with a great big question for you today. What in the world is your dream? Are you ready for your retirement years? Thinking about it? 35, you're ready to go, right? What's your dream for the retirement years? Up against the survey, according to CNBC, that most Americans close to retirement have saved only 12% of what they need. So maybe it's not a dream, maybe it's an impossible dream. I don't know. I was just telling the guys before we started the program, this is only a problem you have in first world, right? You don't have this in third world countries, and most people on the planet can't even think about retirement. They're just surviving. We are blessed. But I would throw out to you, as an intentional living follower today, to ask the question, what is your dream and how are you being intentional about getting there? Or maybe this, you're thinking, I have neither a dream nor any intention of getting there. I don't know. But we'd love to have you join in today. This is Intentional Living. Let's think about it, retirement. Love to hear your stories. We got comments on the comment line, got some statistics and some practical help. I will tell you this, the first step in intentional living is to make a bold decision. And if you haven't made a decision yet about your retirement year, it's a good time to do it. Because those of us are there, and if you haven't made those plans when you're there, you'll be grabbing for your brains. 888-888-1717. I've met so many people who've gotten the retirement years, and they've figured it out, and they're working the plan that God's given them. They don't really see retirement as just sitting on a log somewhere, but they're using that time to serve and reach people and so on. What is your dream for those retirement years down the road, and how are you being intentional about getting there? 888-888-1717 is the telephone number. And Deborah from New Mexico, what is your dream for the retirement years?
Well, my husband is already retired. He was a paramedic with the fire department, and they retire after 26 years. And he immediately went back to school and is now a physician assistant. So, but my dream is when he retires again, and possibly before that, he may not retire. We may just use those skills and go on the mission field with the skills that he now has. So he's only 53, so he has a ways.
You know, it's interesting. Thank you for your call, Deborah. I appreciate it. You know, I was reading the stats. The average retirement age is 62. And you know, I see some of these younger people who have, you know, they're 60, they're 55, they're retired. I see a lot of them, I talked to them later, and a lot of them they've gone back into a second career, or they've gone back, got training like we just heard from Deborah, getting something new, trying some new challenges in life. Let's face it, we are pretty blessed in this country to even be able to talk about this. I mean, even be able to talk about the retirement years. But what's scary is that one in three Americans has nothing saved for retirement. Zero. Wow. That will be a dream that becomes impossible, isn't it? Come join us. What is your dream for your retirement years, and how are you being intentional about getting there? 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Nearly one-third of homeowners that get to the retirement age still have a mortgage debt. Wow. I mean, you don't want to go into retirement years, leave your job, and still have a mortgage to try to cover. So maybe the question, you know, we're thinking about what is your dream? Maybe you said, hey, I had a dream, but I don't know how to get there. Maybe some challenges you have or advice. Maybe you are in your retirement years, you had a dream, and it became a nightmare. And you look back and say, hey, we want to give a warning to some others as they're dreaming now for the future. Things that you've learned about money, about relationships, about health, about priorities in your life. Come and join us, 888-888-1717. What's your dream for your retirement years?
Hey, did you know you're part of the family? Yeah, you. That's why you're listening right now. And here's a way you can really feel the familyness. Join Intentional Living on Facebook at facebook.com/intentionalliving. Just click like and instantly you'll have more than 100,000 other family members, including Dr. Randy, ready to encourage you in your intentional life. You never know. God might use you to encourage someone else. So come on in. That's Intentional Living on Facebook at facebook.com/intentionalliving.
How do you confront unfaithfulness in a marriage? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with another Intentional Living Minute. You know, it's important to remember that unfaithfulness is something different than being unloving or unthoughtful. We tend to have those moments in marriage where we act in an unloving way or an unthoughtful way. Maybe something that we say, or we forget to put the toilet seat down, or something that we know is important to our spouse. But faithfulness is foundational. You can't have a marriage without it. So can I encourage you to acknowledge the pain in your heart, the hurt that you're experiencing, but intentionally act with your head? Keep the ball in their court. Get help for yourself and give God an opportunity to move in your marriage. I have seen marriages completely restored after unfaithfulness because of God's intentional love. When you do, that's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Can I encourage you to go to facebook.com/intentionalliving? That's our Facebook page. And if you like the page, that Intentional Living Minute and the one for tomorrow and the next day, every day, there'll be a brand new one, a video coming right to your Facebook news feed daily. So go to facebook.com/intentionalliving. Just a few days left now. We're right down to the wire to wrap up our year here at the ministry. A fiscal year, that is, June 30th. And one of the things that we believe and we teach is to finish strong. And we need to finish strong. We've been running a little bit behind where we need to be financially. We don't borrow money. We use these resources that come in to go back out into mission. But I want to just lay out for all of my friends here at Intentional Living, if you could send a very special extra year-end, fiscal year-end gift today, we'd appreciate it. It'll go right into helping us close out this year and continue our mission strong into this new year. And we have a special gift from my wife, Donna, and I. We want to send you through the ministry. It's the Finish Strong print. It's a watercolor print. My wife did the original painting. It's 16 by 20, ready to be framed. And on it are 10 of the principles, 10 of the things that our statements about finishing strong. I'll share some of them with you during this half hour. It's our gift to you. Donna will autograph it as the artist, and it's our thanks for your best gift. Ask for it when you go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And when you do, click on the donate button or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. You know, the research is pretty clear that most people are not well prepared for the retirement years, and you may have had a dream. Maybe you're so busy you haven't even thought about it. But the research is pretty clear that people are typically poorly prepared, and I think part of it is it's a transitional time. You've spent your whole life, 30, 40 years working, and you've been collecting, you have been building, and there's been resources coming in. And now all of a sudden you transition into the retirement years where it's not coming in, but it's going out. And you're learning to live on whatever you've saved, or sometimes people have to leverage their house and downsize and use equity to do that. When we see these statistics that only 12% of people have today enough saved where they should have enough saved at their age, for the retirement years, it can be a little scary. In fact, 76% of baby boomers, of which I'm one, 76% of baby boomers, it says, aren't confident that they've saved enough for retirement. And so maybe the dream does turn into a nightmare. Maybe you just say, hey, you know, Randy, this is what I would like to do. This is a dream we have, but, you know, it's time to get intentional here. And what are you doing about it? How can we help you? 888-888-1717. James is in Florida. James, do you have a retirement story for us today?
I retired fairly early. I was a firefighter for 25 years. That's one of those occupations. The older you get, the harder it is to do the work. one of the things I did was I read an article in the Los Angeles Times. At the time, we lived in California. And it said that if a person makes an extra principal payment each month on their mortgage, they can cut the term in half. And that's what exactly what my wife and I did. We had a 15-year mortgage on our house in California, and we paid it off in just a little over 7 years. So it does work. And the beauty of it is it doesn't cost that much more to do that. At the time, the mortgage was, say, around $100,000. And for an extra about $100 a month, I was able to save 7.5 years of mortgage payments. It just really helped me. I was an average working person, and it was the one thing that I could do that I never regret doing was paying that little amount extra each month. So it's allowed us that freedom to do things through our church and in the community to show the love of Jesus to others. It's pretty awesome the way the Lord led us in our life. And one of the things he did was make us financially secure just by that one thing of making an extra principal payment each month on my mortgage. And boy, it's quite a nice thing to be debt-free.
Yeah, it is. And thank you for your call, James. Listen, did you hear what he said? He said he did one thing. And when we talk about having a dream, and maybe you're thinking, I'd love to call in, but, you know, frankly, Randy, my dream is this and that, but I'm stuck. And I think James is giving you one thing. There's one thing you can do. If you can get the house paid off, get out of debt, and you got to work on it. And whatever age, I'm thinking of someone, you're 35 years old listening. You know, those next 30 years are going to go by pretty quickly. And if you can start working now and being intentional, doing the next right one thing, if you're 55 today and you haven't planned for this, hey, listen, get up today and be bold, be intentional, put a plan together and do the next right one thing. Your dream doesn't have to be something huge. Your dream just has to be you. It has to come from your own heart. You really, it's what God's speaking to you about. It may be simple, but it gives you a goal. Without a goal, see, without that kind of goal, what we tend to do is get up and do the same thing day in and day out. You got to keep that goal in front of you. That's intentional living. So what is that goal that you have out there? And maybe we can help you with some of the calls today. Maybe you can share your thoughts on things you've done to help you stay on course or get back on course. 888-888-1717 is the number. Kristen is in New York. Kristen, welcome to the program.
Hello.
I appreciate your call. What's your question today?
I am one of the three that have nothing saved. And I'm wondering how I'm supposed to save at 51 years old now.
Okay, you're 51, nothing saved. And you're working?
Yes.
Are you married and have a family?
Well, unfortunately, about 7 years ago, I went through a horrible divorce. After 21 years of trying to stay married, he was bipolar, and I was in a constant struggle for financial wellness. After leaving him, me and my children ended up homeless.
Oh, boy.
And I have made it, and I have God to thank for it. That's all I have to thank for it. We are surviving. We are thriving with God's help, but I have barely enough to pay the bills.
Yeah.
And I make too much money to get any help from any kind of government agency. So I am that wonderful in-between place of I make too much to get any help, and I don't make enough to survive. And how do I look towards the future and think I could ever retire?
Yeah, well, you know, Kristen, when we do a program like today, I'm sure there's others listening that get frustrated when they hear this. Because they're thinking this is something I should be doing, but you got to live today. You're on the track that says, "Hey, I got to get through the next day," and your goals may be a little closer up. You know, in other words, instead of having a goal of what do I do 15, 20 years from now, the question is, what is my goal for the next month, for the next 6 months, maybe for the next year? And if you set some reasonable goals that say, "Hey, there's some things that I can do," maybe one thing you could do, Kristen, right there where you are, is get into your church, find if there's a financial class being taught Crown Financial Ministry has classes that they teach. I know Dave Ramsey has a lot of material and classes that work through churches. In other words, being around some people who understand money and how money works. And so your goal would be to say, hey, I'm going to do the next right one thing, get a handle on my money, understanding what problem I have. What I find, Kristen, when I work with people is that a lot of people, they know they have a problem, but they don't know exactly what the problem is. In other words, I know I have a financial problem, but I don't know what the numbers are. Or some people say I have a marriage problem, but they don't know what the issues are. I mean, they're not quite clear. They don't, and it's hard to build a game plan without nailing down, in the case of money, the numbers. So my encouragement to you, Kristen, would be to connect with a local church and see if they have a fund where you could take one of these classes that's being offered. Contact the friends at Crown Financial Ministries. These are good people. You can look them up online. And they have like coaches in different cities that can help you think this through and put a plan together. Yeah, what do you do? I mean, you're in a bad place financially. But I do know this, it's better to know exactly what the numbers are so you can set up the next right one thing in your life. So as you listen today, don't be discouraged about the dream 15, 20 years from now. Think about the dream right now is to say, hey, I want to get this pressure off my back and I want to do the things that I can do, the next right one thing, to be intentional. Okay? All right. We'll be praying for you, Kristen. That's heavy. Mm. Pray for Kristen. We're talking about the future. Maybe you're closer to where Kristen is than the idea of having a dream that can work. And maybe as you bend down to that end and you look back, you say, here's some things that really helped us get to this dream. These are some things that, you know, maybe like Kristen, got us going in the right direction. All right, Kevin, welcome to the program from Michigan. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
What are you learning about retirement years?
Well, I retired early at 57, and I'm 62 now.
Okay. What kind of work did you do?
I was in financial services. I worked in a variety of positions, and I was my wife and I, we are married now 25 years, and one of the important things for us to achieve our goal and to get where we're at today is developing a plan early on in our marriage, both of us being on the same page, and then deciding scale. And I think scale is important with retirement because you have to decide what the lifestyle is that you want, and then you have to achieve it by accomplishing those steps as you go along.
So at what age did you get, when you guys got married 25 years ago, you were thinking then about getting to retirement and how you wanted to live to be able to get to those years?
Well, yes, because we both started over and really at ground zero in our second marriages. And we knew that we had to play catch up.
Mm-hmm.
The way we accomplished catch up is living on one income mm-hmm. and saving the other one. And we've been blessed abundantly as we go along. We're disciplined in what we spend. We're disciplined, first of all, in our tithing and our giving, and God has just blessed us.
So what was your dream? You're 50, you're a young man still. I mean, you were 52, you said, when you retired?
Yes.
So
well,
you're
like outdoors, hunting, fishing, traveling, that type of thing.
And so that's what you're doing now together?
Yes.
Is the plan working, the financial plan that you laid out?
Well, yes, because my wife continues to like working because she likes helping people, so she continues to work, even though we can choose not to. And we haven't had to touch our retirement because she is continually blessed in the work that she does.
And so did you scale back your lifestyle when you retired?
No.
So you learned to live on one income, and then you slid right into the retirement years with that same basic budget.
Yes. Yeah, I've got a lot of my daddies, and my father once told me that it cost him more to live in retirement than it did when he was working.
Yeah, you hear that because I know that you got people who say you about 80% or 75% of your pre-retirement expenses, but they don't take into consideration as you get older, you have some expenses that will increase, like medical expenses. Pretty scary. A couple will spend an estimated $245,000 on healthcare throughout the retirement years. That's pretty scary, those kind of numbers. Okay, that's good, Kevin. Thank you for your call. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Love to have you join us. What's your dream, or maybe the impossible dream? And what are you doing toward it? Or perhaps you have that, you know, that thought of saying, you know, I want to just share with that 40-year-old behind me, that 35-year-old behind me, here's one thing. We've heard some live on one income, good idea, and save the rest. That was a good idea. What's something that has helped you in this process? 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I think of the prodigal son. There was an aha moment for the prodigal son. If you read the passage where he says, he woke up one day and said, my father's servants have it better than I do. But he had to have that oh no moment before he had the realization that there's a better plan, and he moved in that direction. That's from the Aha Moment teaching this month for members. If you're on the list, you signed up as a member to receive the monthly CDs, you'll be receiving that or probably already have. Aha Moments can change your life. If you're not a member, come and join us today. You'll be doing two things: helping yourself, because we get to send a brand new teaching every month right to your home to encourage you. Secondly, you're going to be reaching people with this intentional living message, and especially here in June, helping us close June strong. And we need your help as we're closing out our fiscal year in a couple weeks here. You can go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or click on the donate when you're there, or rather you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 4. And by the way, just this month, just for the next few days, we have a very special offer. It's a watercolor print by my wife, Donna. And the 10 principles, statements of finishing strong in life on it. It's suitable for framing for your home or your office. It'll be autographed by Donna, and it's our gift to you to say thanks for your special gift. Ask for it with your special gift this month. Go to theintentionallife.com. By the way, here are some of the things that I sat down and thought about. If you want to finish strong, we're talking about finishing retirement here, right? Retirement, in my view, is not just to sit around and wait to die to go to heaven. You know, I don't want to face God face to face and say, I spent the last 20 years just waiting for you to take me home. And so we want to stay busy. My view of retirement is it's really a recreation time. You may change your schedule. You may slow down. You may learn some new things. You may have a mission focus, but you don't just stop and sit. So here are some things to think about as you finish strong. This is right from the print. Number one, I discovered and lived God's purpose for my life. That's intentional living. I left no unfinished business behind. Listen, don't get to the end of your life. So many people that I have counseled with, and they've got a mess. You can deal with it. God's given you today, tomorrow, maybe for many weeks ahead or years ahead. Don't leave unfinished business. Number three, I finished strong because I loved people. And I used things. I left a godly heritage for the next generation. I provided the best I could for my family. I honored my commitments. I was confident in my relationship with Christ. I didn't leave a mess behind for others to clean up. I served others as I wanted to be served. And I honored God in each essential area of my life, my faith, my family, finances. We're talking about that sort of today, work and health. Now, you're not going to be perfect in all those, but boy, those are some ideals, some goals, some things to stretch for. It's on the Finish Strong print. It's our gift to you this month, theintentionallife.com. Talking retirement, by the way, we're going to leave the phone lines open. Love to have you join in. We're going to be here for another half hour and record for later. And I just asked the question. You may say, you know, I can't call because I'm not sure what the dream is. I'm more like some of the callers, just hoping to get by. Maybe you have some advice. You've gotten there and you say, hey, here's some advice for those coming behind me. If you've got a dream, make sure that your dream includes this, okay? 888-888-1717. All right, Ann in Arizona, do you have an intentional retirement story for us?
I'm single. I retired about 3 years ago. I was a registered nurse and put in 40 years. I started looking for something to do before I retired, and I actually started it before I retired and have continued. And I was praying about it. I asked God for something that would have an impact on other people and something that would be pleasing to Him. And so He led me to foster care, and I love it. It's the best job I ever had. I started it actually before I retired. It was a lot more complicated then because I was working 12-hour shifts. But now that I'm retired, I have full time to devote to the kids. And it's an opportunity. These kids pretty much are all neglected. And so you can pour lots of love into their lives, and you can pour Jesus into their lives. And it's a great thing. Some of them have, I had little boys that turned into little preachers, so forth. People would talk to them in the grocery store, and they would set them straight.
All right. Hey, do you? I love your attitude. And, well, you know, as we wrap up the show here today, I do pray that whatever dream you have for the future, don't feel like you're stuck. You know, God may have something really good for you down the road. We see that examples in Scripture. He's never done with us. When I was a kid, I don't know, I was a young teenager, I met Colonel Sanders. And he started KFC when he was 65. And when I met him, I don't know what he was, maybe close to 75, I don't know, 80. And he was still down there. He wanted to go to the KFC downtown and wanted to see how they were doing it down there. And so I don't know what your dream is. I don't know what age you are. I don't know what you're facing. But hey, join me in saying life is short, and I choose to live every day intentionally for Him. If nothing else today, I hope we got you thinking about putting a plan together, thinking about the future, and being intentional. We'll leave the lines open. Love to have you join us. What's your dream? What have you learned? What would you share with others? And how are you being intentional, or what you need to do to be more intentional in getting there? We'd love to hear from you. 888-888-1717. If you missed any part of today's program or you want to hear it again on demand, just go to theintentionallife.com or wherever you find your podcasts. We'll be there. Sally, Stephen, and Rob, thank you guys for your help. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.